You're listening to Voss and Bonnie's My Wife Hates Me on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some smunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, it's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
Testing, 1, 2, testing. I hope that's not an old template.
Yes,
right
it
there.
Is. Of course it is.
How can we're supposed to have a template?
You well, there's have, a there's a podcast. You can see clearly that we're
taping
over another podcast.
It doesn't that might not I don't know what's going on because I got rid of the old template.
Well, sorry, pal. That's
no, that's just a template. We're not taping over another podcast, I'm pretty sure.
Well, what, Rich, if you weren't, what would these be then?
That's the template. That's
no, it's not. It would be just nothing.
Listen,
I don't know. I don't understand why you think that wouldn't be something. That is clearly something.
It's something, but I don't think we're taping over something.
Yes, we are.
No, we're not.
Whatever.
Okay, hopefully we're not. Well, I mean, you know.
400 podcasts. We can't get it right, folks. I'm sorry. If you like this podcast, you're going to like it with the problems that we experience, and that's that.
Well, because no one's helping us. We don't know. We're not computer savvy. We don't know how to.
Oh, this is a breakthrough for you.
No,
this
I know how to.
Breakthrough for you.
No, it's not a breakthrough.
First of all, you don't even know if I'm computer savvy because you won't let me.
Oh, really? Do you know how to? I could erase the template, but we need a template. I am pretty sure.
Remember, Raina was going to do it for you, and you were like, no.
She doesn't
know how GarageBand works.
She doesn't know how to do this.
She might.
No.
I think she does.
No, she's a kid.
She's very smart.
She's very smart.
Yeah.
You kind of fucked up saying that.
She's very smart.
Okay, so Bonnie just got back from her Impractical Joker cruise. Give us details of what happened on the cruise.
I mean, a wonderful time was had by all. If you enjoy talking to older drunk people showing too much skin at the buffet, then this is for you. This is the kind of vacation. Why did you just look at me like that?
Because why did you bring the dog down?
She wants to sit on my lap. She misses me. What are you barking for? Don't bark. What? I think your Wayfarer package just came. That's why she's barking.
All right. Well, tell us about the cruise.
I don't know. It was fine. Rain and I did a ton of stuff. We were just on the move constantly. I would stop by the, you know, showroom and go on first or second and then leave and go do more stuff with Raina. It just was non-stop.
Was there very attractive people on the cruise?
No, four. There was four very attractive people on the cruise. And they were all dating the Impractical Jokers. Those Impractical Jokers, by the way, you know, because they played their show constantly in the room. You didn't get Wi-Fi, so you spent a lot of time watching their show. And, you know, they're just regular looking dudes.
Yeah,
maybe less than regular looking dudes, you know?
Yes.
They look very, very Long Island, Staten Island, New Jersey. They have that, you know, going on. Very blue collar looking. And they're wives/girlfriends are the hottest people on the planet. It's so crazy how if you're a dude and you're successful, you can really
they might have been dating those girls before they were successful.
No. They were not.
How do you know?
Because I know. I think one of them got divorced and then was dating like a nice looking one. Like, I don't know everything about the Impractical
Sal
Jokers.
Sal is one of the nicest guys you'll ever meet.
I'm not saying, listen, there's a lot of nice guys who look like Sal that are married to people that look like them. They're not getting the hottest girls on the planet. The point, I'm not trying to make a point about the Impractical Jokers per se. I'm trying to make a point about how men, when they're successful, can really elevate the kind of girl that they're going to get in terms of looks, not personality.
Well, that's saying girls are shallow.
But it doesn't work the other way. Like, you know, hot, successful women complain all the time that they can't find any guy.
Yeah, because they're looking for some supermodel. They're not looking for a
Who's
nice
looking
person.
For a supermodel?
The hot, successful girls. They're not looking
they're
for...
They're looking for supermodels? This is exactly the point I'm making.
No, you're
when
not.
If you and I got divorced tomorrow, you'd be out trying to get like maybe a 32-year-old, the hottest you can get. That's what you'd look for, right? Is it true or not true?
No, probably 28.
Oh my God, disgusting. Your daughters are younger or older than that.
Okay, so yeah, 31.
You'd have to be 1 year, your wife would have to be 1 year older than your daughter.
I wouldn't get remarried.
Whatever. And my point is that you would look for that, but I don't think hot, successful women are looking for that. I think they're just looking for a dude, but dudes aren't
into
that.
No way. But don't say that. Don't say
I'm
it's
just
the
saying,
guys.
If you're very successful as a woman, you're not getting like the hottest guy in the world.
You can
and if
eat.
You did, people would be like, come on, that's weird.
Oh, you're talking about successful, ugly women or successful, good looking women?
Well, either one.
Look, it good looking attracts good looking.
Unless you're famous, then.
Well, famous hot girls, famous ugly girls get hot guys all the time.
Name one.
I don't know any.
No, it's not true. Yes. It's not a thing. It's not a thing.
Yes, it is a thing.
It's absolutely not a thing. And if you saw an attractive.
A Roseanne Barr wasn't the hottest when she got married.
She married a fat guy.
Wasn't
who's
fat.
A comic.
He wasn't fat. He was tall. You think he was fat?
Who?
Tom Arnold wasn't fat.
Yes. There were two fatties, which is normal. It should be like that. That's how it works.
Fatties should stay with fatties?
No, I'm just saying. It's like, listen, most normal guys, they don't care that much about how their wives look. But when you get famous, I guess you can't be toting around some unattractive fatty that's age appropriate.
Okay. Well, listen, let's do the read and get it over with.
I'm just saying it's an interesting thing.
All right, you do the read and we'll do it.
Oh,
okay.
Brother.
Go ahead.
Hey guys, do you remember the days when you were always ready to go? Now you can increase your performance and get that extra confidence in bed. Listen up, bluechew.com. That's blue, like the color blue. You know how to spell that, right? B-L-U-E. Blue Chew brings you the first chewable with the same FDA-approved active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis. And you can get your first shipment free when you use our promo code WIFE. WIFE. You can take them anytime, day or night, even on a full stomach. And by the way, you should take them on a full stomach. Every pill you take should be on a full stomach. Just FYI. Even if they say don't do it.
What then? Well,
I'm just telling you because it can wreck the lining of your stomach.
No, that's vitamins.
Vitamins, any pill you should take. They have active ingredients. It's like, you know. Anyway, getting off track here. And since they're chewable, they'll work up to twice as fast as a pill, so you can be ready whenever an opportunity.
I'm
going to
go take one now for after
arises.
The podcast. I'm going to take one now.
Yeah.
Do you want to do it after the podcast?
Yes.
For real? Tell the truth.
Yes.
No,
I do. I want to do it whenever the opportunity arises.
I'm
going to
get it right now. Look.
You can take them anytime.
You can't do that. Go ahead.
If you could benefit from more confidence where it counts, Blue Chew is the fast and easy way to enhance your performance. Blue Chew is prescribed online by licensed physicians, so you don't have to go to the doctor's office or wait in line at the pharmacy, and it ships right to your door in a discreet package, so you don't have to explain to your neighbors. No, I'm just
But what neighbors are
using it to enhance my performance?
What neighbors are peeking at other people's mail?
Well, it happens, you know.
Yeah.
It happens.
I'll tell the whole world I use Blue Chew. I don't care.
Well, they're made in the U.S. And since Blue Chew prepares and ships direct, they're cheaper than a pharmacy. And best of all, there's no more awkwardness. Now, there's no awkwardness for you because you're open about your life. But
I don't
care. For some people, you know, especially if you're younger, you might not want to... the thing. This way you could just chew one. You could during dinner. They don't even know.
My next tattoo is going to be a little pill, a little Blue Chew pill. I'm going to get a little Blue Chew.
Oh, you're going to, yeah. Look it. I'm fine with it. Right now, we've got a special deal for our listeners. Visit bluechew.com and get your first shipment free when you use our special promo code WIFE. Just pay $5 shipping. Again, that's bluechew.com. Promo code WIFE to try it free. I mean, try it free. There's
I got
it's like easy and discreet, and you can try it, and you know, your girlfriend, your wife, your boyfriend, they'll love it. Blue Chew is the better, cheaper, faster choice, and we thank them for sponsoring our podcast. Thank you, Blue Chew.
Thank you. I love them. I'm not lying. I love them. All right, let's get back.
You always have a little blue on your tooth. That's what I notice sometimes when you're coming at me. I'm just kidding because you're the Blue Chew.
Oh, you got me on that one.
Ah, ha, 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 ha. You got a little Blue Chew on your tooth.
So do you want me to take one now for real, for after the podcast?
Yeah, let's do it.
What's wrong with your eye?
I got to drive. I don't know if you know this, but I've been driving to the Borgata every night.
Yes, yes.
To bomb at the Borgata.
You don't bomb.
I'm not doing great. I'm really not. It's full. It's 400 people.
Why, that seats 900
people. And I got to work hard every night. The guy who goes on before me, Michael Somerville, very funny, does fine, does great. Toot, 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 toot.
He's likable.
They love him. I go
Plus,
on.
Plus, he works casinos all the time. He knows.
I got to work my fucking balls off to get this audience. I mean, I end up, it's weird because I'll get like some applause breaks, but you can just tell they're not. They don't want to go with me. They just don't want to. This woman last night in the front row goes, "What else do you do?" I go, "Ma'am, that is the rudest thing anyone's ever asked me." Like, they're just, you know.
Well, why don't you just smash her?
Well, I'm not smashing anyone. I'm not. That's not what I'm doing. What am I going to roast everybody in the audience? Yeah. Go down in flames.
Talk up a little.
No. I'll smash you. I'll take it out on you.
What did you say? What else you do?
I said, I'm the greatest joke writer in the country. I said, you can put whatever you want in the comment card, but that's the truth.
They don't have comment cards there.
Well, thank you though for taking my statement literally.
You didn't finish with the cruise and then go back to the Borgata.
Cruise wasn't so easy either. I might not have any, there might be no place for me.
Now,
well, the cruise was very, very drunk people.
Yes,
so
that's all they have is food and
I
alcohol.
I basically just did crowd work for the whole time. And when I was doing crowd work, they enjoyed it a lot. But
it was food and alcohol on the cruise.
I mean, these were some of the drunkest people morning, noon, and night. I was sitting in the hot tub with Raina, against my better judgment, by the way. But Raina... Every day was like, can we go in the hot tub? Can we go in the hot tub? Can we go in the hot tub? They closed one of the pools. So there's just one tiny little pool.
Out on the deck there?
Yeah, open.
That's how it was when I did it.
And
they're all sitting around it too.
Yeah, it's just like people just put their feet in. And so it's
they're
not
gross, dirty, fucking
yes,
impractical joker feet.
And then there's two hot tubs that are just real busy. Real busy. The hot tubs were the places to be. So finally I go up and I said, can you guys scooch over so my daughter and I can sit in? A woman wouldn't move. She said, no. Can you believe that? I was like, really? And then they're all drinking and they're drunk in there. And then they started smoking pot. I had to be like, well, let's get my 12-year-old out of here.
Well, first of all, why did she say no? Was she a fatty?
I don't know.
You should have hit her.
She was drunk. She was just drunk.
Ugh.
Should have hit her? Is that what you're... I love your response to everything. You're so angry and mean. Hit them. Yell at them. Take them down. Don't let anybody get you.
You're right.
Yeah, no, because I would, yeah, going to prison in the Bahamas, getting taken off a boat. Yeah, what a great idea.
Well, they would pull up on their police boat to take you off because you had a drunk lady.
I mean, who knows? Maybe they went back to Miami because somebody was sick on the boat.
I heard they died.
Oh, really?
That's what someone said the other night.
Well, I walked out because we were in the artist's lounge or whatever you call it. And I walked out to go to the bathroom and a guy was having a seizure right at the bottom of the stairs. And
they always happen on the bottom of the stairs.
Well, maybe he started at the top and ended up on the bottom. That's probably why.
Yeah.
And there was a couple people already there. I went back in and, told somebody or whatever, but they already knew and came back out. There's like 30, medics and stuff around.
I wish your boat was quarantined for
a month. And then that night they told us that, I think it was the next night actually, at about 11, they made an announcement saying we're going back to Miami, but.
Why don't they just helicopter them? There's no helicopter pad on that boat.
Yeah, you know what? Let me research it and get back to you. I just tap on the glass at the bridge. Hey, guys, Rich wants to know why you're not using the helicopter pad.
Did you see one?
Yeah, I was literally on every inch of that ship. The only place that we didn't go was the medics.
You didn't go up top?
And I almost kicked Rain in the head just so we could go visit it, do one more thing.
I went up top and laid in the sun.
Good. Wow. Great. Wonderful. I don't even, no words to express how we must have been fighting there. You see that? We're fighting. We're recording over a podcast so we can see the lines.
I don't think so.
And it's a lot going on that old podcast. See this? Boring. That? Something exciting we're recording over.
Well, when I did that cruise, why are you playing with your breasts? What's wrong with you?
I did not even come close to my breasts. Thank
so you did the cruise. Now you get home, you do the Borgata. Now, and who's the other actor?
The Borgata. It's the Borgata.
Borgata. I've worked there 100 times. You worked there once.
You still don't even know how to say it. Sad. Yeah.
You're sad.
Good one. That's the kind of interaction they love at the Borgata.
You're sad. What else do you do? So, who's closing the show?
Brian Scalaro.
Now, the first night, did he give you, like you guys do a tag team. It's Michael Somerville, then you, then Brian.
Yeah, Michael Somerville introduces me, and then I introduce Brian.
Did he have a lot of credit?
So everybody does 20 minutes. Brian said to me, I said, what do you want for your intro? He goes, how much can you remember? And I said, 2 words. And he laughed at that, thinking I was joking, which I wasn't. And he gave me a long list and then recommended that I write it down, which I did. And I've been reading it off every night. I mean, I give him the greatest intro.
Do you have the list upstairs?
I have it in my head now. It's, he said, don't say that you've seen him on this. Because I'll run out there and rip the microphone out of your hand if you say you've seen him on. He's been on.
What's the difference?
I mean, to him, it's a big difference. So he's been on Mad Men. Great. This is how I do it. I go, listen, folks, I got to read this guy's credits because they're just so great that I don't want to mess it up. I mean, he's done a lot. You're in for a treat. He's been on Mad Men. Everybody's seen that show. What a great show.
You don't have to say that.
I do this, like this intro. I go, Grey's Anatomy. People love that show. If you love that show, you might have seen him on that. Oh, what if he runs out, grabs the mic from me? A Million Little Pieces. He's been on Conan, and please welcome.
Well, that's only 3 things.
That's 4. 4 things.
He doesn't use the show with Pamela Anderson? He was a regular on that.
No, I mean, nobody remembers that dumb show.
He kills on stage.
And then as I'm leaving the showroom, I can hear him already just destroying.
He kills. He does kill. Like I did.
But they say be PG-13. And last night, right away, I heard him telling a sex joke. And I was like, oh, I guess I'm the only one playing by the PG-13 rules.
Oh. Oh.
But also I find it fascinating that they want you to be PG-13 at a casino.
I know where they're.
You know what I mean? It's like, we're really, these are the most moral people in the world, spending their kids, you know,
college tuition,
college tuitions,
and what?
Smoking and drinking. And I saw a guy last night. I was walking to the show, and he got in the elevator with me, and he stood way too close to me. You know, that's like a pretty good sign someone's wasted.
Who are you talking to? Wait, say again.
I got in the elevator.
Yeah.
Floor stopped. A guy got on, was stared at me, and then stood really close to me, then kept looking over at me. I'm just in the corner just being like, uh-oh. You know, he's really drunk. He gets out, and he's weaving all over. And then, so I'm keeping my distance.
What, the same floor? He gets out on the same floor?
At the casino.
Oh.
I'm going to the show. And he's weaving and weaving. And at one point, I think he's going to fall down. Then he just stands there and starts rocking. And then he throws up a little bit onto the casino floor. And then he kind of wipes his mouth and keeps going. But by that point, I had passed him.
See, you get people sick everywhere you go.
Mm-hmm.
And he just threw up and kept walking?
He didn't throw up a lot. He kind of like, it was more like he spit out some puke.
Ew.
And then just kept going. And I was just like, God, can you imagine being that drunk in public?
No, I don't drink.
Although there was people that drunk at the Impractical Jokers boat. There was people in the front row that I thought were going to pass out. I mean, just.
They drink all day long.
Loaded.
They drink all
day. Loaded. Yeah.
So now you do your show at their Brigada. You do what you do on stage. Everybody does. Didn't Brian say something to you about your show?
No.
Okay.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I mean, they got to be impressed by what you do. You're pretty clever, a good writer.
Who, the audience? They're not impressed
the other
by
comics.
Me in the slightest.
The other
it's
comics.
Like Michael Somerville does this show. It's like, you know, he ends on a pretty good note. They love him. A lot of goodwill. I come out and they go, what? It's almost like they all sit back and cross their arms. Mm-mm. Like right away. They make me work from a moment one. They give me no credit whatsoever. Although Michael Somerville's intro to me is this. She's on Conan and she's been on, he goes, let's get this show rolling. She's been on Colbert and Fallon, Bonnie McFarlane. It's like there's no buildup or anything.
So well, maybe. Why don't you have Brian tell Mike your intro.
Yes.
Have Brian.
You see how I've been doing Brian's intro there?
You know, say.
No, but it has to do with something else. I don't know what it is they're seeing, but it's something that they don't like right away. Right away, they don't like it. And I don't know what it is. So.
I'm looking at.
And then by the end, I kind of get them. You know, they like me. They like me better by the end than they do at the beginning, but it's still not like this raucous round of applause or anything. You know.
Well,
it's weird. I mean, when I do crowd work, they really they respond.
Yeah. They've lost money. There are a lot of
I
them
know,
are
but
cops.
Why did they lose money in like Michael Somerville? They lose money and they like Brian Scalera.
Because they come in there in the beginning and they don't remember they lost money. By the time you get up, they go, oh, I lost money. So they're going through.
Well, the first night I said, did anybody win? Then I said, oh, I better not do that again. So the first night I said a joke where I said, I have a big house. And usually I say, I have a nice house.
Yeah.
And I just made a mistake. And they literally, it's like the bottom fell out when I said I had a big house. Like just one word difference. They were like, this bitch thinks she's better than us. I was like, I couldn't believe it. Like, As a group, they were like, So then I changed it for the second night, but and it went a little better, but it still, you know, you can tell when an audience likes you or not.
I was working the stand over the weekend and the cellar. So I'm at the stand. I was down. They were just great shows. Some nights you're just on fire. I destroyed downstairs, and I went upstairs to do it. So I'm on stage upstairs, which I like that little room upstairs.
Oh, no one else does.
I like it. And some girl, probably, I don't say girl, I don't know, 29, 31.
Oh, that's a woman that you're going to date.
Yes.
Right? So you should start.
She wanted to take me out for a drink after it. I go, I can't. I don't drink. but
the marriage didn't come up at all.
Yeah,
I don't drink was the reason. If she offered you to go out for salmon bites, you would have done it.
So she was texting. She was on the phone.
Texting
on her phone.
She was texting.
Texting.
Oh, okay.
Texting on her phone.
Uh-huh.
And I said to her, well, I hope you're texting a hairdresser. It was kind of fuzzy. Right? And he killed. And she laughed. And then we talked. And then there was two ladies in the audience, and they were clearly lesbians, right? And they're staring at me. I go, can you two lesbians quit judging me? I'm not the reason you're lesbians, okay? Right. And I pretended I was like judging somebody. And I go, let me break this down about you two. So the one on my left was more attractive, but a little more butchy. And the other one was like laying on her shoulder and all like codependent and cuddling. And I go, this is what happened with you two. The one on the left, you've been a lesbian since day one. You've been a lesbian, you know, your whole life. The one who's leaning on your shoulder went through a breakup with a guy and you caught her when she was...
And was it right?
100%.
Where they were laughing?
Yeah.
Like,
I go, you turned
like
her
nodding?
Out. Yeah. And I go, you turned her out. You took her.
Turned her out? That's a saying?
Yeah, turned her out.
That means make someone gay?
Yeah, like in prison, they turn you out. You know, they...
Damn, you know all the lingo.
Yeah, if you run in those circles, you got to know the lingo.
I mean, you're in the Walmart... behind the, what is it? The Walmart ring.
No.
The behind the Walmart ring. Behind the Walmart cocksucking ring. Starring Rich Voss.
It wouldn't bother me. If I caught you and another girl eating pussy, I wouldn't care. What's the big deal if you two were eating pussy?
Oh, so you're saying that so that I'll say when I catch you behind the Walmart that I shouldn't care?
I'm so hungry.
I can't believe you're still into sex. Like, it's like, when is this going to end?
Well, I'll find somebody that just I can have sex with.
But I don't even believe you want to do it. I think you have to do it in order to have some manliness.
That's
about
not
you.
True.
People stop having sex so often.
No, they don't. Not marry people.
Yes, they
it's
do.
Bad enough I sleep in my own room. I like a little sex every now and then. After the podcast, we're going to do something. Something as... a male and a female and couples do.
But when you close your eyes, it won't be male and female anymore, right?
No. It'll be male and two females. What? I'm starting to get a little impacted here. All right, so LA cruise, Brigada.
Oh, we got off the cruise in the Bahamas and we went and saw the dolphins, which was pretty fun. And the guy who gave the speech, we had to go sit in a room and like some orientation about the dolphins before we went out there. I swear to God, he spent an enormous amount of time talking about the dolphins' genitals.
No,
it was so weird. He spent like a second on the blowhole, a second on...
Wait,
like,
did you get to grab them and swim with the dolphins or you just...
Petted them basically for photo ops. It was all about the photo op. There's a photographer out there, and you go and they position you and you.
You're not allowed to take your own picture, like if rain.
No phones or anything. No, and then the pictures. The cheapest package of pictures is $100.
No way.
Yeah, so it costs a lot of money because it costs $250 per person to do the dolphins with the water park. And
I would have just had Raina do it by herself and watch her.
Yeah, no, I know you would have, but I wanted to touch the dolphins.
Why? You won't touch my cock, but you'll touch the dolphin.
I touched the dolphin. He said, don't put your finger in the dolphin's genitals. And I was like, that means somebody put their finger in the dolphin's genitals.
Oh, there's female dolphins and male dolphins?
Yeah. Well, the male dolphins also don't have anything poking out.
Of course, there's male
dolphins. Because they talked about it enough. I was like one of those, you know, when you're little and you get a Ken doll and you're like sneakily trying to see if there's anything down there?
No.
Oh, well, I did. And I got caught. They were like, you're looking for the penis. I was like, ooh, this pants kind of fell off a little. Well, that's what I was doing when I was petting the dolphin. I kept like.
Did you ever rub the Ken doll's face on your pussy? Like,
I shoved it up there. Are you kidding me? It's still there. I never found it again.
A Ken doll? So you spent $500. How many other comics did that? None?
I know it's so hard for you to imagine this, but I didn't hang out or talk to any other comics unless I saw them on the stairs, which Raina and I, in the beginning of the
talk
thing.
Up.
Oh, turn it fucking up.
How do you turn it? You can't turn it up.
You really don't even know how to do that?
Yeah. All right, go ahead. You're good. My goodness, you get you're very testy. What are we going to have to eat?
I didn't. Rain and I took the stairs the entire time.
Yeah. How else would you get around?
I mean, there's elevators.
It's only, what, 3 floors, the whole boat?
No, it's 11.
Is it? Yes. 11 floors.
Actually, it's 13.
Whoa.
Yes. Yes. So, yeah, there was a lot of walking.
How big was your room? How many beds?
One king size and a balcony. We were originally in 2 singles, and then they moved us up.
That balcony is so weird when you're sitting out there. It's just nothing but water, and you get disorientated if you sit out there. It's not like a great, ooh, I get to sit on the balcony. Big deal, right?
I enjoyed it. Sat out there and played cards a couple times.
Weren't you scared she was going to fall overboard?
I did tell her in the beginning. I gave her a speech about fooling around. I go, don't even tap on a window. And then she kept joking the whole time. I'm tapping on,
Why don't you tap on a window? You scared it'll break and water will rush in?
No, I just was like, that's how that kid supposedly fell off, as they thought the window was closed and he went to like tap on it and fell over. There's like, but I think later they found out that the grandfather had something to do with it. I don't remember.
When was this? What are you talking about?
It was just a story I read before I went on the cruise. Because before
you
the
read
cruise
stories,
I don't know. My phone listens to me, so on my Google, it's like just a list of things I've talked about in the last couple of days. It's so crazy. When I was in LA, I got a ride to work every day with another writer who loved talking about basketball, and he wrote on a show called The Good something.
I don't know, but
anyway, I kept getting articles about these two things. It was crazy.
Just insane?
It's a little insane that you're getting articles about things you talk about, so.
All right, we did 31 minutes. I think that's enough. We're starting to cut back on time and, you know,
effort.
Effort.
We didn't put in any effort to begin with, and now we're doing even less. So thank you for hanging in there. I mean, what are people getting out of it, do you think, Rich?
Well, they learned about the cruise.
You want desperately for this podcast to be huge.
No, it's too late for that.
So now what are we doing? Just,
I mean, people
dragging
still like
our asses until everybody leaves?
No, people still like to hear what's going on. They rather hear us fight, but there's no, we don't fight. They loved hearing about our new house. I sent some pictures of just the basement on Instagram, and Bonnie's like, don't send pictures of our house. I like my privacy.
I wouldn't mind a little bit of privacy. I'm already doing a podcast, which is uncomfortable to me. I don't like putting everything out there. You love putting everything out there.
I'm an honest purpose.
It's not about being honest. It's about oversharing. You love to overshare.
I don't overshare. Putting pictures of a basement?
I just, whatever, I have to sometimes put some guidelines down for you. Otherwise, you would just go nuts and share literally everything.
You put guidelines for me? Is that what you do? You think you're a school teacher or something, or a principal? Like, I'm the student, right?
No. I know you're trying to get your dick hard again.
Why am I trying to get my dick hard?
Talking about teacher and student.
Oh, God. What else? Oh, so I had the yard landscape. What?
I mean, it's like insane.
Did you see the closet?
This could be interesting to people.
Did you see the closet I cleaned out?
Yes, I did. Wonderful.
You see the garage I cleaned out?
Fantastic. Amazing.
I'm going to go over to our storage unit and get some boxes today.
Wow. You're like, unstoppable.
And the bubblegum machine's going down in the TV room because it looks like that's where it should be. It, you know.
Oh, finally, the thing you took out of the garbage 10 years ago, you're going to find a place for it.
Yeah, it'll look good down there. I got my putting green down there.
These pictures are coming down. I mean, these are just horrendous. No. Anything that looks like it's been through, you know, the 50s. Anything that looks like it's hung in there since the 50s, Rich loves. He cannot get enough of it.
That's not true.
When I was watching Marvelous Miss
Well, that's
Maisel,
true. I met you. Psych.
I.
Oh, you met her too.
Oh, yeah. She was at the Independent Spirit Awards.
So when you were watching it, what?
I just realized that's the decor that you love, except that it's all chipped and bad now. It's like you would, you know, I don't know what's going on with you, but these pictures are terrible.
Are you crazy?
Probably, maybe, but that's my eyes go, ooh, every time I walk in here. Yikes.
Upstairs looks great. Is that what you do?
Some of those pictures, Rich, are terrible, but I let you have them. I mean, what am I going to do? We're halfies on this.
I think
this has got to go. Nobody can stay in a room with that. This is the spare room. And
that looks good.
No, no.
Those two flowers don't look good.
No.
I'll take a picture and put it out there for the people. I mean, the one in the middle doesn't match those two, but you know.
What is it that you like about it?
It just covers a wall.
Just covers the wall. Well, Mr. Graded interior design.
No, it gives you something to look at when you're laying in bed, and the nice boat in San Francisco Harbor there, right under the Golden Gate Bridge.
This is a ship on rocky waters, which Rich had over our marital bed for many years.
No, that's me and Kelly got that on our honeymoon, that picture. And I had it framed.
Why'd you get it?
I don't know.
On your honeymoon. This seems to represent what's happening with us.
No.
A ship on rocky waters. A sailboat on about to flip.
That's for me.
And we're done.
No. Do you have anything else you're plugging?
I go to my Instagram because I got some cool Gotham shows coming up. I don't know when they are, but.
Well, listen. Oh, you have one next Tuesday.
Oh, is it next Tuesday? Yeah. Okay, next Tuesday night, I have a really killer show at Gotham. So the link is in my bio on my Instagram. My Instagram is Bonnie McFarlane.
Okay, well, is that it?
Yeah, for now.
Okay, this week.
I'm going to get people to come to the Borgata. The free tickets. Well, I asked this woman, this bitch in the front row, I go, did you even pay for your ticket? She goes, no. I go, then shut up.
Is that what you said?
No.
Oh.
I said, well, I'm glad you could make it.
What the fuck?
Well, what am I going to do? Trash people at the Borgata? It's, you know, they sent me two emails, PG-13. Keep it PG-13. I think they think I was going to be super dirty or something.
They always think that about me. This weekend, I'll be at Bananas in Hasbrook Heights. Bananas this weekend. Next weekend, I'll be at the House of Comedy in Arizona. The House of Comedy in Arizona next week. And creepswithkidstour.com. We have tour dates coming up. Gramercy, which is pretty much sold out. The Borgata. Yeah, we're doing Creeps with Kids. We're doing...
No free tickets there, right?
No. Not for this show. The Borgata. It's a must-see show. Creepswithkidstour.com. Creepswithkids.com. Myself, Jim Florentine, Ron Bennington, Bobby Kelly. It's a killer show. Borgata. We got Turning Stone Casino or Long Island. We're in Mass. Go to the website. If you're from the area here, Philly, Jersey, whatever, we'd like to see you at the Borgata. As I said, this weekend, Bananas. Next weekend, the House of Comedy in Arizona. Thank you. Thank you for playing along. Don't you hate comics? After the show,
sometimes I say you're a good sport. Thanks. I say shit all the time.
No, you don't say thank you for playing along.
I've never said that, but now I will tonight because it's not even comedy what I'm doing anymore. It's just surviving.
Survival.
It's just like, hey, please like me. I don't feel like driving home 2 hours thinking about why you don't like me.
All right. Talk to you later. Thank you for listening. Goodbye, Bonnie.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some smunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, it's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.